We've come to Harewood House for the afternoon, taking advantage of their bargain £5 per car entrance to the grounds and the bird garden. And while the gang are amusing themselves on the unfeasibly large play park that's here, I have quite literally sloped off down to the lake through the woodland walk. It seemed rude not to take advantage of the opportunity to go for a woodland walk by water. And I'm sat in a little shelter at the very end of the lake, looking down the entire length towards the eastern fringes of the lake, accompanied only by a single moorhen and a juvenile swan is just preening its feathers down in front of me. In the far distance, I can see six now of the fabled Harewood red kites soaring majestically above the eastern fringes of the lake, mixing it with a few rather brave rooks from the rookery. And I'm just about to go for a wander off around to my right, because I can hear the sound of running, if not rushing, water, and I'm going to investigate that and see what it is. I'm assuming it's the outlet from the lake and the stream that goes out across the grounds. And as you can now hear, I found it. I'm on a wooden bridge, decorative wooden bridge, at the end of the lake, and just off to my right, over my right shoulder, is about a 30-foot drop of water cascading down into the stream that feeds the lower part of the grounds. And it's fantastic to see on my left the stillness of the lake, and then as immediately it goes under the bridge, it breaks up and falls onto the water. Walking up a little muddy path now away from the waterfall and towards an area that is coppiced, quite heavily coppiced, a beautiful golden carpet of autumn leaves on the floor, though the sun's now beginning to set, and I can see activity in there, and I'm just going to march up to this and see if it's what I think it is. Well, it's a pheasant for a start. It's a lovely cock pheasant just marching away from me, but there, now my eyes attuned to it, are a number of squirrels. There's two actually going chasing each other around the trunk of a tree, and there's another foraging in the leaves below me, and it's fantastic to see them jumping around, hopping from the stump to stump of this little coppiced area of woodland. And they're obviously finding plenty to do and plenty to amuse themselves with here. They are having a lot of fun, and there's one on a stump just to my left who is doing the fabled squirrel calendar pose, tail up, chest out, paws in front of him, and his cute little nose just turning to look at me now. So I'm very pleased I came down here.